How do you cause forgetfulness? So the pashtus, what he's referring to, is what? They forbade the learning. So one of the gzeiros was they're forbidding the learning, and therefore eventually they're going to forget the Torah. I don't think that's pshat though, because we say after la'aviro mechukei atzenecho, that surely was the la'aviro mechukei atzenecho. They made us not to do. They forced us not to fulfill the mitzvah. So la'aviro mechukei atzenecho. So what does ashkicham Torah zecho really mean? I'd like to suggest pshat. I heard this once years ago, and I think that's poshut pshat. Well, how do you remember something or how do you forget something? It's all got to do with
how important
it is for you, yeah. It really is a fact. You know, when I look at my old notes that I wrote in my good years when I was still learning, you know, in Kol, so I forgot everything. I forgot to look at it. So, oh, wow, that's a good slot. That's a good thing.
These are good years. Satmar by day.
Yeah. So, but you're looking at the notes. Yeah, well, it's not so long time ago. It's only, you know, some. And I say, oh, that's like really interesting. I forgot it. I don't know anything about this. How come? Because it obviously wasn't important enough for me. So you forget things. If things are not important, you forget. That's really so. What they must have done, and that is clearly pshat. Besides the fact that there was an element of forcing and towards that, but I think most importantly, what the Anisim is teaching us, hey, there was an element of values. They brought in a certain different system of values, different values into their world, which shifted many of the Eden's sense of values and importance. There was other things. The Greek were very developed people. They were not like the Romans. They were very developed, and there was loads of science and knowledge, and there was loads to it. And they brought that along, and with that came certain values, focusing towards that, it led Klal Yisrael to forget the Torah. Lashkicham Torasechom. I think it's an important message. Okay. We are up to Simon Tov Reish Ayin Tes, and we'll be doing Tov Reish Ayin Tes and in Tov Reish Pei as well, Mitzshem. So the Alachin Simon Tov Reish Ayin Tes, which is page 294, is as follows. Be'erev Shabbos madlik in Chanukah tchila v'achkech ne'er Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, yeah, we're on page 294. On Erev Shabbos, on Friday, Chanukah, madlik in Chanukah tchila, we first light ne'er Chanukah first, v'achkech and afterwards ne'er Shabbos. Afterwards, candle of Shabbos. First, Chanukah and after Shabbos. Why?
First,
Chanukah and Shabbos. You put your Mekabel Shabbos. So is that really so? Are you mekabel Shabbos by lighting? It's not a poshut at all. You don't. A man is not necessarily mekabel Shabbos with lighting at all. Women have that hakpona minik, as the Mishnah says. Minik every mekabel the minik that when they light that mekabel Shabbos. Men not necessarily. So
Rabbi,
yes.
Rabbi, don't they say that a man can make a noise beforehand?
Absolutely.
You're not bringing in Shabbos.
Absolutely correct. Interestingly, there's a Sharetzin over here, a very obscure Sharetzin over here, which is not mentioned in Hilchos Shabbos. And Mishnebura says over here that the minig is a man who lives, who lights regularly, ish sherogil lehadlik bifnei atzmoi, kigoyin she'en lishubavesu, such as if he doesn't have wife in his house, Dinoi k'mo isho is aloch is like a woman. The mistom again can mekabel al Shabbos, that a man who lives on his own, he will be mekabel Shabbos by lighting the Shabbos candles, unless he makes it tonight, as you're mentioning. But otherwise, a man who latches once off, by him the aloch is going to be that he's not mekabel Shabbos by lighting Shabbos candles. Nevertheless, we are makbid nowadays that we light Shabbos candles before Chanukah candles. Before Shabbos candles, and that is generally the minik. I want to point out a very important mishtabu over here. Let's see the Ramah first. You make a bracha like on weekdays on Chanukah afal pi, although shemadlikin b'odayim God, although you light very early. When do we light? Friday. When do we light? Plagamenchon, which is the earliest possible time to light Chanukah candles, and that is really when we light on Friday. One has to make sure the Mishnah will point out that you've got to ensure on Friday when you light, that you add sufficient oil that it's going to be lit half an hour after Nacht. Now, Rabbi said, this is a long time. It's a long time. You've got to do much more oil on Friday than on a regular. And the wax will not hold. I checked this here. Wax don't hold. The wax candles don't hold that long. Have you experienced that? I suppose it depends which one. But I think the children's ones, the coloured ones, don't last.
If you like a sensible time, so say 20 minutes before Shabbos comes in.
Yeah.
You need it to last for the whole of Ben Shmashos, which is an hour and 10 minutes.
Yes.
The 20 minutes before to give you a margin for error.
Yeah.
Plotting 2 minutes before.
Tour. Absolutely.
And another half an hour. So that you're talking at least 2 hours.
Plus. Probably about, yeah.
On that
probably.
Day, so that day, they've got to last. So wax is no chance.
No chance. Yeah. No chance.
The regular Shabbos.
No chance. The regular Shabbos candles do, yeah. Yeah. They probably do, yeah. For sure they do, yeah. So one has to keep an eye on it. One has to really... I don't know why they... I feel it's a bit... I don't know if I can say it's misleading, but the commercial... Yeah. I mean, if I would be selling wax candles, I'd probably make a point. You know, do not use on you know... I don't know. I'd make a point of that. I think it requires a bit of... Plenty of adults use wax. There's nothing wrong with using wax. So it's a bit misleading.
The easy lights. So, you know
one's
the pre... There is one side by.
They last long, they last ages.
Yeah, no, there's two kinds. There's one for 1.5 hours.
Oh, really?
And then there's one for 2.5 hours.
Right, so the one and one and a half, they may not, yeah?
You can't use them.
Yeah, Rabbi said, remember though that one is enough. You don't have to have all of them. One is enough. You've been yoitz and erush
yoitz with one. But yeah, but if you know you've done the wax and you think, oh, no, I've done the wax, I haven't got time to get to the shops now, and you're about to light Shabbos candles, which is the normal long one, can you have in mind that your Shabbos candles can.
No. Nope.
You can't mix.
So there is, I suppose, some shitters that hold, you can be yoitze half an hour from Plaga Mincha, there is such shitters, but it's a bit yavet. Yeah, what do you want to say?
So Lamaisa, for your children, Erev Shabbos, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to be lighting with oil?
Well, since it's anyway, no, I don't think so, because Lamaisa, they are yoitze through you with Neri Shuvesoi. It's not a Baruch Levatola. It's not Bochel Atola, because there is opinions all that, you know, your Yoitze half an hour from Plaga Mincha onwards. So, but the Yoitze with you, but it's something to keep in mind. Interesting, Mishnah Berurah ends off saying over here, it is proper in the Minhag, is in many places that on Friday you daven Mincha before you light. It's not universally accepted. Mishnah Berurah says it's a good idea. And here comes a fascinating Shlomo Zalman, who comes with an awesome chiddush, which was not relevant this year, but it's relevant other years. Do you know, sometimes Hanukkah, the first night Hanukkah is on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
You can have two Shabbos.
So yeah, it can happen, right? We didn't have it for a couple of years now, but it does happen. Friday night being the first night. Do you remember such a thing? When did we have it last time?
It won't be this year. This year is Thursday.
Yeah. So, but it happens sometimes that Friday night is the first night. So what happens with, there is a problem with Mincha if you daven Mincha after lighting Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. Say you light Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah, Friday night being the first night, and then you go to Shul, and then you daven Mincha. Will you recite yes or no Ala Nisim?
In Mincha.
In Mincha.
Yes, problem.
Problem, right? Problem. Because on the one hand, you can't. It's on the one hand, it's not Chanukah yet. On the other hand, you've literally Chanukah candles. So how does that make sense? So Shlomo Zalman was very bothered about that. Shlomo Zalman said that if it falls, Friday night falls the first in Chanukah, you've got to daven Mincha first, because otherwise you're running into trouble with Alanisim. Okay, now we're ready for Simon Tov for HP. Beleil Shabbos, Friday night. So Chlitin Shum Davo Lochoitz Ben Aneres LePesach. With regards to Friday night, you've got to make sure that the candles are placed in a place far away from the doorway. Why? Why candles need to be candles far away from the door? Don't blow out. Sure. Bishvil, because the ruach sheloi yichabe aneres kshepesach zedeles. By opening the door, you're going to blow out the candles. You know, you have to make sure that it's in a safe place, that it doesn't get blow out. Safe base, top of the page. Perev Shabbos also likvur aneres bedeles atzma. On Friday, you may not put the candles on the door itself. Achor adeles, so behind the door. V'yesh mishmatan samalau. So here again, you've got to make sure that by opening and closing the door, you're not going to affect the candles. Simon tofresh pe aleph. Yeah. Yeah, so the in principle, of course, you're right. You've got to make sure on on a weekday as well. However, on a weekday, if it does happen, were you yotze adlokas, yes or no? You were, because adlokas is a mitzvah. Kof sein dokuklo. On Shabbos, you'd be doing an issa. Because it's you'd be doing an issa because you're doing properly over on Melechus Shabbos.
You're doing kibbutz.
You're
saying
you're
doing kibbutz
by leaving by the door. Yeah, if it's grom, it's grom. No, so it's not grom. If depends on the wind and on the circumstances. If it is very likely to blow out the candle, and it's probably quite direct. It's a mischaven, but it's a psikesh if it's likely to blow it out. So you're touching on the day
reise. It's
an ilchus Shabbos halacha here. Simon Tov Reish Pei Aleph. Ein madlikim b'nei Chanukah Motzei Shabbos. Per Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi, so what's your minik? Do you do Avdolah first, or you can't, or you light first? You, what? Avdolah first. So therefore, Avdolah first. Avdolah first. Avdolah first.
Try and get the half an hour.
Try to get the first. Right, very good. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Matzah Shabbos, ein mavdilim b'nei Chanukah. First of all, you've got to know, says the Shulchan Aruch, on Matzah Shabbos, you do not do Avdolah with the candles of Chanukah. Chanukah candles are not to be used for Havdalah. Alright. She'en ne'ni me'oyre, because you're not allowed to have any benefit from the Chanukah lights. And Havdalah, you're meant to have benefit from the lights. So obviously don't use the Chanukah candles for Havdalah. V'en mevorchin ala ne'er. And you by Havdalah, you're not allowed to make a bracha on the candles. Ad until she'oyz ala'oyre, until you benefit from the light. So therefore it's not a good idea. You may not use Chanukah candles for Havdalah. Okay, now see beis matlikin ne'er Chanukah beis haKnesses kodem Havdalah. In shul, you do the ne'er Chanukah before Havdalah. That's with regards to the shul. That's black and white. In shul, you do ne'er Chanukah first, and then you do Havdalah. For kol shken beveis, so even more so home, says the Moshe Madlik. First, you do the hadlokah v'achkach maftin after you do Havdalah. Sharei kvar hivtel beis haKnesses, because you did Havdalah v'in shul. What the Ramos says, well, you've done Havdalah v'in shul. This is going back in the days that there was a Havdalah in shul. Such as, you go to the old-fashioned shuls, they do a beautiful Havdalah in shul, which is such a beautiful minik, which is long forgotten. Many, the Sfadim do, and many Yekesh shuls do. I think you know a lot of United Synagogue shuls do. Yeah, they do Havdalah, and it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's one of those things in the Litvish circles. It's ceased and discontinued, but the ancient minhag to the Avdolah in shul. So therefore, the Ramah says, well, you've done Avdolah in shul. You've done Avdolah in shul. So therefore, once you get home, you do straight away Chanukah, and if you do Avdolah later on, but it's not. But that's all if you do Avdolah in shul. What happens if you don't do Avdolah in shul?
But you must have been mavdil
in Shmoneh Esrei. Right, you've done some sort of Avdalah. Very good. This is a very, very good. So you're pointing out, you must have said Atochon Antonu, you've done a Mavdim because the Chol, you might have said something.
You folded your talis
as well. Absolutely. So, yeah, so Lamais, it remains, the Mishnah says of it as follows. Siv Kotten base, last narrow line. After Mitzvah Avdalah Tadir, although we say Tadir comes generally first, and Mitzvah Avdalah comes first, Mikomokim nevertheless. Kol ma shenuchol achal lotzes min haShabbos. Whatever we can push off Motzei Shabbos, the more we can push it off, the better. Vigam be'adloki ish pirsum anes, and also adloki is good pirsum anes, and therefore this argument to say you should light first.
But you're not putting it off, are you? But you're doing malachas.
Correct, you're doing malachas, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah, very good. What's pshat in it? I suppose, yeah, this, you could, yeah. I suppose the answer is that Havdalah in its own, the act of Havdalah is also some sort of it is you're doing enough. Yeah, there is something, and that, to delay that is also something. Yes, yeah. So I suppose, okay, v'im shokha tochen on tonu, yoyim ha'amadim mekodesh l'choyel v'achkach yadlik. Certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't do Havdalah, if you didn't say tochen on tonu, you should certainly say ha'amadim mekodesh l'choyel. By the way, do you say with the name of Hashem or not? The women, do they say ha'amadim mekodesh l'choyel with the name of Hashem or not? No Hashem Hashem. I think there are opinions that all you should say Hashem Hashem. But Mishnah Berurah says we shouldn't say Hashem Hashem. I think Kitzur Chonoch, I believe, says Hashem Hashem. All right. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes into the Shiloh here. What do you do first? Havdalah at home. Do you do Havdalah first or Neres Chanukah? Pliga, the Taz and other Achronim who disagree, Hal Ikadino Shamechab Vremo. Vesvir, the midst of Dollar Kudemes, there is plenty of Achronim who the Havdalah comes first. Mishum is still because it's Todia. Todia, Vesheino Todia, Todikoidem. And therefore you've got to do Havdalah first. When it comes to shul, we don't change the minig. In shul, we don't change the minig, and we do adlocka before we do avdola. But when it comes to your house, the ovid kama, ovid, with the ovid kama, ovid. At home, do as you wish. Both minogim are fully legitimate minogim. The only thing which I could point out, perhaps, is. What's the challenge when it comes to that? You can do either way. So what remains the challenge? You can either do atlaka first, or you can do havdalah first. So what's the only thing you've got to make sure?
Be consistent.
Absolutely. I think that's really important. I really feel that's very important. You can go with our opinion that chooses the havdalah first. All right. Plenty of reason to do that. Do havdalah before atlaka. All right. Makes sense. Or you could say, no, I'm going to do atlaka first because at the end of the day, Hadlaka is rushed, and Havdalah is not so rushed.
Do you know people who do that?
Yeah, sure. So the point is that whatever you do, whatever you choose to do, Hadlaka first or the Havdalah first, you have to do that every year the same. Don't do 1 year Havdalah first and 1 year Hadlaka.
Are there any other situations where we'd have to think between Shabbos or something else?
No. What did you say? What do you mean, do the other way? Which way? I know that, I happen to know that some Yekis do that. There's an interesting chuv in Melamed Loyal who's got a chuv about that, and he brings various Yekish Minogim, even within Yekis.
Lamar,
I suppose, because of Lamar, yeah, I suppose that's
the way. Everyone who doesn't have done it sure seems to do it that way around.
Probably, yeah.
Something to do with whether. People don't know how to do Havdalah
and Shul,
then
you can
do Havdalah at home first.
What's
you've done it.
Of course, there's a certain element of Havdalah even Yotze, of course.
I hope not, because you want to make your own Havdalah.
Okay, but the man says you're being Yotze others anywhere there. And could be that you've got it does not to be Yotze or whatever. You're adding an extra level because you want to do a lakos or whatever. But some element of Havdalah, you're certainly Yotze in Shul, definitely. So you can do Melachas after the Havdalah in Shul. Even if you forgot Atochen Anton, let's say. Really?
On Motsi.
Yeah.
On Motsi Tisha B'Av.
Yes.
We do Kiddush Levana.
Motsi Tisha B'Av, we do Kiddush Levana.
And we do Havdalah. Havdalah first, always.
Havdalah first.
So do we have to be consistent with this?
No. I don't think so. There's other svaros there.
It's good to be on Tad.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I suppose there's.
Consistent, because we always do Havdalah before we do Kiddush Levana. Not everyone.
No, I don't think so, because you could differentiate between various chilul. You could say over there, you know, you could say that there's differences between every. They're all they've got stringencies and leniencies on both sides. So. Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I see. So there, yeah, over there, Takis, this is got you right over there. Yeah, I hear. Okay, the question is, what? So it's my personal hosafa. When I'm adding the consistency aspect, that's my personal hosafa. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. Shatzin doesn't say that. To be honest, I didn't see in the poskim either. I just feel that if you choose to do Havdalah first and do that next year as well, and the following year as well, and if you choose to do it first, that's also fine. I don't think that the Ovid Kama means random, do whatever you want. Okay, fine, but as long as you're going to be consistent with that, that's fine as well. Yeah. Well, you like the idea of doing Havdalah first?
No,
Chanukah first, because you want to catch it half an hour. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Do you want to do Avdolah first? Although you've said that to Chanan Ton already, do you want to do Avdolah first? And then, yeah. Yeah, it depends also. I want to say, I think to me, and that might not be 100% accurate, but to me, it depends also a bit on a person's general attitude with regards to lighting. If a person is generally very relaxed about the timing, say somebody is quite relaxed about when he lights, say because he needs to wait or because he works and from the office until he gets home, and it's quiet, he sometimes will light a few hours after Nacht. And it's quite, then perhaps there's an argument to say, you know, make sure to do Avdolah first. And then, to me, it sounds like somebody's very, very makbid about this half an hour, and it's generally very conscious about lighting ASAP. Then, to me, you know, that person makes more sense also to be on Shabbos, a bit more conscious about it. But if somebody the whole week is lighting tief into Nacht, and he's like lighting, he's relying on the opinions, tichle egel min ashur, and suddenly on Matzah Shabbos, he wants to, you know, to chaperan before Avdolah, that's perhaps not so, perhaps. Okay. Yeah, but it remains a bit of a discussion. What's the best approach? And both have got. What do you gentlemen? What do you do over here on Zoom? What do you do? What do you do, that locker first or the Avdolah first?
They put Zoom on first, of course.
Avdolah first, right? Avdolah first, right? Yeah, I think it probably is the most common minute. Okay, we'll stop over here, boys. After summarizing what we learned, we spoke about Erev Shabbos. You do first Shabbos candles and then Chanukah. We spoke about the idea that you've got a light long enough that it's going to go deep into half an hour after Nacht. After Tezuk Chovim, we said you should have Mincha before, if possible. Mishnah says if possible. We spoke about you make sure you put the candles in a place that don't get blown out by the doors. On Shabbos especially, we spoke about Matzah Shabbos. You do not use the Chanukah candles for Avdolah. And we spoke about the various opinions about what's better to light first or to do Avdolah first. That's for this evening. We'll continue Tov Resh Pei Beis tomorrow.